This is Dr. Schnitt dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on James King. On 8/1/24, Mr. King performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the only two bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was severely impaired without significant airways obstruction. Period. The air velocity index was greater than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was greater than 0.8. Period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators except for improved flow rates and compared to a prior study dated 4/30/24. There's been no significant change. Period. In a paragraph impression, a severe restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Sandra Spellicy, S-P-E-L-L-I-C-Y. This goes to Dr. Blizzard. On 8/1/24, Mrs. Spellicy performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired with a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/8/24, there's been no significant change period in a paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Michael Smith. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 8/1/24, Mr. Smith performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/17/24, there's been improvement period of paragraph impression, normal study period. Thank you.